Before Siri spoke up as the iPhone's digital assistant or the Amazon Echo was taking requests in people's homes, there was the granddaddy of all talking devices.
Helen, will you have the voters say, greetings, everybody?
Greetings, everybody.
That robotic voice is the Voder, V-O-D-E-R, full name Voice Operating Demonstrator. It was developed by an engineer, Homer Dudley, at Bell Labs about 90 years ago.
It's interesting as like a stepping stone in terms of the speech synthesis that we experience every day now.
That's Eric Grundhauser, a staff writer for Atlas Obscura.
To create this synthetic speech, you had to have an operator who was working the Voder, not unlike an ultra-complicated piano or organ.
Well, for example, in producing the word concentration on the Voder, I have to form 13 different sounds in succession.
In this promotional film, the female Voder operator presses down on what looks like piano keys. There were also foot pedals. Learning to manipulate them to produce words was not easy.
About how long did it take you to become an expert in operating the Voder?
It took me about a year of constant practice.
Remember that the next time you get frustrated trying to learn how to use a new digital device.
In any case, Grundhauser says the Voder was never marketed to the public.
They were always meant as sort of an experiment, as a showpiece.
The Voder appeared in public only twice, at the 1939 World's Fair in New York and at an exposition in San Francisco the same year.
And although the Voder was considered revolutionary at the time, none of the machines are known to have survived.
Suppose you sing a song for us.
Unlike today's devices, the Voder was far too big, far too complicated to make it into our lives.
Mm-hmm.